tech guy Richard Pascoe. So I got the email from Richard with the headline from the Mitch Marsh Appreciation Society. You've finally come around after all these years of bagging Mitchell Marsh. He's finally, he's turned you, mate. He's turned you.
Yeah, geez, he played well the other night. He really did.
Yeah. I can tell by your voice you're still not convinced.
Well, Cameron Green will still be in the Ashes squad.
Oh, look, I watched Cameron Green play a 50-over game during the week against Queensland, and he just whacked him. He whacked him.
Like, he looks really good.
That kid can seriously bat. So I'm saying Marsh at number 5, Green number 6 for the Ashes.
Oh, God.
You don't agree with that?
No.
Oh, you want your man Travis Head in, don't you?
No, I think we just need a batsman. Oh, I've got to say, we'd give Paney a great bowling attack. That was the only way I'd play. The bowl, you know, if one of the fast bowlers a bit underdone, that's the way I think they will go with that. I think you might have a point at 5 and 6.
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, you got to reward form, and yeah. he could be an X factor and a backup bowler as well.
Exactly
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll put Glenn Maxwell in there.
You love Maxie.
I do love Maxie. So, yes, he did hit the winning run the other night, but that's okay. 38 off 15 deliveries, that's fine.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, we won. How about that?
It was great. It's wonderful. I was super excited about that.
Yeah, it was very good. I didn't tip it. I don't think many people did, but we won. Okay, let's do tech stuff now. Right, now what's this about using your Apple account to, like, put your death certificate on? Is that right?
No, well, not quite.
Not quite?
15.2, which should be out in about the next week, you can create a legacy contact in there in case you die. Because at the moment, if, you know, you've got an Apple account, it really is linked to that person. So if you've got an iPhone on there and you don't know the code to get into it, afterwards, there's no way you're going to get any information off of that phone. So Apple have addressed that, and now what you can do is you can say have a legacy contact in there as well. This person, once you nominate them, will get an access key from Apple. All they have to do then is produce a copy of the death certificate, and they'll be able to get everything off of your Apple account. So your photos, your videos, your notes, your documents, and other personal information. Really good idea, because so many people can never get into an Apple device because it's extremely secure on there as well. But also brings up the subject, you know, everybody should have a plan in case something does happen to them.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, exactly right. And, well, everything's, you know, going digital. And I was just talking to our health minister about, tell me, are you guys doing this already in South Australia? So as of yesterday, we can have our vaccination proof, which we can download straight into what we have, the check-in TAS app here. So
yeah,
when you go somewhere, you check in, but you can also have your vaccination proof on there as well.
I think it's a great idea. It's not here, I think, until November 26. Third is when we start to open up all the borders here. So at the moment, our check-in certificate doesn't have our vaccination certificate. The only way we can show that is through the Medicare Plus app, which we need to link to MyGov. I think they've got to simplify the whole process.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've got to do it this afternoon. So you have to go. You have to have your vaccination record through Medicare linked to your MyGov account.
Yep.
And then from that, you go to the check-in TAS app. Anyway, let's move on. Now, how to buy someone who's a bit techie when you don't know much about tech yourself? It's a minefield.
It is a minefield out there, and it happens every year because there is nothing worse than opening up that present and suddenly going, gee, that's really not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to buy things to do with smartphones, tablets or gaming consoles, if you're after a PS5 and you see one, people buy it because they're as rare as anything now, and they're going to get in even shorter supply. First of all, 5 quick tips. Ask what they need it for. If they go along and say, you know, somebody said, well, I might buy you another gimbal. Like, I go, I don't need another gimbal. I've already got 3 of them as well, so I don't need one of those.
I've got 3 gimbals.
Yeah, I do have 3
Sorry,
gimbals,
please continue. Yes.
Yeah. No, the brand's on the table as well. Know whether the person you're buying for sits in the Apple, the Android, or the Windows world. Don't buy them brands from the opposite sides, sides as well. So they're all Apple. Give them something to do with Apple. If they're all Android, get them something to do with Android. Prices can be very misleading on there as well. So, we'll take wireless earbuds. You can get wireless earbuds started. I think the cheapest I've ever seen is $25. They're crap. right the way up to like $400-$500 as well. So, look for something probably in the middle out there as well, so you can buy them a quality product that's going to last them for a while. Check the reviews as well, not advertisers' reviews, but genuine reviews from people out there that, have tested the product and will tell you honestly about it. And finally, if you know another techie, ask for help from them, but make sure they're on the same lines as the person you're about to buy something with as well. If the person you're about to buy something for is all Apple, and this person you're asking advice for is all Windows, you might still buy the wrong person.
Yeah. Particularly for, elderly people who want to buy tech gifts for grandkids, very hard to work out what's the newest and best and whatever. And I guess the best place to start is with your budget. And then, so you got your budget, yep. And then you do your research. Yeah, as you said, find out what sort of gear they use and like.
And when in doubt, for a tech person, always buy them a gift certificate.
Yeah, well, there you go. You can do that as well.
When in doubt, always buy the gift certificate, people, because we can go and spend money on what we want to buy. No more gift books, so yes.
All right, let's go to Portugal. I love Portugal. Portugal's making it illegal for bosses to email, call, or text after hours.
Yeah, wouldn't your boss love this?
No. No.
No, anybody in radio, people, is not going to like this at all.
No.
Legislation has been passed by the Portuguese Parliament making it illegal for employers to call, text or email their employees after hours. The new law states employers must respect the privacy of the worker outside of agreed upon working hours, and serious offences could carry considerable fines on there as well. So this has come about, I think it's taken a really one step far, far too far. And because in France back in 2017, it gave employees the right to ignore work emails outside of business hours as well.
Mm.
Their law established to give employees the right to disconnect. Anybody with over 50 employees must establish set hours where staff should not send or answer emails. Good luck this working in the 21st century. Can't see it coming to pass in Australia, even though Portugal, wonderful country.
Well, they, like Spain, they have siestas and stuff during the day. So, I mean, they're very, what would the French say, laissez-faire with their working regulations.
Right,
so,
yes.
So, siesta, bring that on. Hey?
Yeah, siesta would be good.
All right.
Instead of the bird called Esther and you see it. Maybe.
All right, I've just got a late email here too. It's from Jeff Marsh for you. So tell Richard, finally.
I've been waiting for that, but yeah.
All right, lots of great information and helpful hints and gift ideas on Richard's excellent website if you go to talktech.com.au. Thank you, mate. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.